In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. Right now, as I speak, Eleanor McCullen is before the Supreme Court, and we need to pray for Michael, who is the lawyer, that we would get the line that we can't cross over. He's going to fight for the First Amendment. Michael, Lord, give Michael the power of the Holy Spirit, the wisdom of Jesus Christ. Give Michael that. We pray for the justices, that one of the justices would change their mind, or one of the justices would just, we would say, this line has to go. Please, Lord. Please, Lord. You are the only one that can do anything. So Eleanor McCullen is in front of the Supreme Court. She does not say a word. The whole thing is done by Michael, her lawyer, and then there's going to be the other side, Planned Parenthood. We need to pray today that God would use Michael and God would touch the justices so that we can do sidewalk counseling without any problem. We are 36 feet away from the door each way, 36 feet, because they're afraid of us. I tell you, we're gentle, we're kind, we love, we offer hope to the young women. So please pray for Eleanor today, for Michael, her lawyer, and for the justices. I'm looking now at 1 Samuel 2, verse 12. Now the sons of Eli were sons of Belial, and they knew not the Lord. They did not know the Lord. Let me just tell you, when you have a religious person who does not know the Lord, you are going to find that they are going to enrich their own pockets. This is what happened to Eli's two sons. And the priest's custom with the people was that when any man offered sacrifice, the priest's servant came, while the flesh was in seething, with a flesh hook of three teeth in his hand, and he struck it into the pan or kettle or cauldron or pot, all that the flesh hook brought up, and the priest took it for himself. So they did in Shiloh unto all the Israelites that came there. Also, before they burnt the fat, the priest's servant came and said to the man that sacrificed, "Give flesh to roast for the priest, for he will not have sodden flesh of thee, but raw." And if any man said unto him, "Let them not fail to burn the fat presently, and then take as much as your soul desires," then he would answer him, "No, but you shall give it to me now, and if not, I will take it by force." So we see that the priests, the two sons of Eli, take the sacrificial meat before the fat is burnt. They do something. It's like getting the prime rib, you know, getting the filet mignon before the sacrifice. And they knew not the Lord. They were the sons of the devil, as a matter of fact. "Wherefore the sin of the young men was very great before the Lord." Why? Because they took the meat before it was sacrificed. "For men abhorred the offering of the Lord." I love this next line. "But Samuel ministered before the Lord, being a child, girded with a linen ephod. How moreover his mother," Samuel's mother, "made him a little coat and brought it up to him from year to year, when she came up with her husband to offer the yearly sacrifice." Now I want you to think about that little coat. She would have had to make it bigger than he was able to fit in, because it would be a year before she'd come back to the temple, come back to Shiloh. So the coat had to be bigger than Samuel was, that he grew into it. This has a spiritual connotation. We should be having spiritual clothes that are on us that are bigger than we can use them, and we grow into it by doing what God calls us to do. Very simple, you know. We have these spiritual clothes on, and my size, we'll say, is 2X, so we get a 4X, and we want to grow into the spiritual clothes of 4X. It takes a year by our living in faith. We have to live in faith if we want to see this happen. So Samuel's mother brought him a little coat that was bigger than Samuel needed, but Samuel grew into it. We grow into doing the things of the Lord as we step out to do the things of the Lord. And you might say, I'm not a priest. Well, that's okay. You don't have to be a priest. I'm not too smart. You don't have to be too smart. I never went to school, never knew theology. You don't have to. You just have to have compassion for the people. Have to have compassion for people that are sick so that you pray with them. Let's get a coat spiritually that's a lot bigger than what we are, and let's grow into them. Let's grow into them. Moreover, the mother made him a little coat and brought it to him from year to year, and she came up with her husband to offer the yearly sacrifice. And Eli blessed Elkanah and his wife Hannah and said, the Lord give you seed of this woman for the loan which is lent to the Lord. In other words, they lent Samuel to the Lord, and they went unto their own home. Now what happens as they go unto their own home? The scripture says, and the Lord visited Hannah, so she conceived and bare three sons, two daughters, and the child Samuel grew before the Lord at Shiloh. Now Eli was very old and heard all that his sons did unto all Israel and how they lay with women. In other words, they were laying with women. They were having sex with women that assembled at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And he said unto them, why do you do such things? For I hear of your evil dealings by all the people. Nay, my sons, for it is not good report that I hear. You make the Lord's people to transgress. You see, you know, when you are in the service of the Lord, you must be in the service of surrender. You see, it's so easy for people that are in the service of the Lord to become so money-minded and so money-coming into their life. I tell you, I do not take 1 cent from in season and out of season. It is not my money. This is the Lord's money. We tithe everything. But I can tell you, if I wanted to, I could be rich. I could be rich. I want to be rich in the Holy Spirit. Never mind money. Money comes and money goes, especially now that we are facing a $17 trillion debt. Our money is going to be worth nothing. So the point of the matter is that any servant of God doesn't do it for money. When I get money, like someone gave me $40 yesterday, I put it someplace so that I can give it away. I did not take it for myself. Why? I did not need it for myself. So I put it someplace so I could give somebody else this money when I wanted to. This is simple. I don't get any credit for this. This is all about doing God's work. I don't do it for money. Now, if someone give me a gift and said, this gift is for you, I would take it. I would take it. But usually when people give me money, it is not my money. It is the Lord's money. And it is the Lord's money, and I want to give it to him for his people. It's as simple as that. And the child Samuel grew on and was in favor both with the Lord and also with men. What did he do? He was before the Ark of the Covenant. He ministered to the Lord. And there came a man of God unto Eli and said unto him, thus says the Lord, Did I plainly appear unto the house of your father when they were in Egypt, in Pharaoh's house? And did I choose him out of all the tribes of Israel to be my priest, to offer up on my altar burnt incense, wearing an ephod before me? And did I give unto the house of thy father all the offerings made by fire of thy children of Israel? Wherefore, kick ye my sacrifice at mine offering, which I have commanded in my habitation, and honorest thy sons above me. In other words, Eli didn't want his sons to do these things with the women and with the food that was offered, but he was quiet about it. He was quiet about it. He didn't put his foot down. To make offerings fat with the chiefest of offerings of Israel, my people. Wherefore the Lord God of Israel says, I said indeed that your house and the house of your father should walk before me forever. But now the Lord says, be it far from me for them that honor me. I will honor, and they that despise me shall be lightly esteemed. Behold, the days are coming that I will cut off your arm and the arm of your father's house, and there shall not be an old man in your house. And you shall see an enemy in my habitation, in all the wealth which God shall give Israel, and there shall not be an old man in thy house. And the man of thine, whom I shall cut off from my altar, shall not consume thine eyes and grieve thy heart. What is he saying? He's saying something very plainly. Your family is cut off from God. I am going to raise up another priest prophet. And who is that priest prophet? It's Samuel. It's Samuel. And that his sons would die very soon. And they did. They died. They died as enemies of God. I don't want to ever think that money gets in the way of the ministry. When I ask for money, it is not for me, it is for the ministry. I do not take money for myself because I have my own money. I do not need it. It's for the ministry. I know some people get paid from their ministries. I do not get paid from the ministry. I get paid from the Diocese of Boston. And so I do not need money from the ministry. This is a real grace for me that I don't have to think that I'm taking God's money. See, I see it as God's money. It's not my money. This is God's money. And I don't want to steal from the Lord. He's been too good to me. I don't want to steal from the Lord. But there are very many people that don't have that outlook. You know, they live in rich houses. They have all they need. And much more. They do the ministry, but they collect for themselves. I'm not saying that that's wrong. I'm just saying that's not what I do. Everybody has to answer before the Lord. That's not what I do. I'd much rather get a coat that's too big and fit into it spiritually by the end of the year. That's what I want, to grow spiritually. I don't need filthy lucre. I have enough of it. Thanks be to God. He's been good to me. And the child, chapter 3, and the child Samuel ministered unto the Lord before Eli, and the word of the Lord was precious in those days, and there was no open vision. In other words, the prophetic word was very, very slim, not much, and there was no open vision. And it came to pass at the time when Eli was laid down in his place, and his eyes being waxed dim, that he could not see. And ere the lamp of the Lord went out in the temple of the Lord before the ark of God, and Samuel laid down to sleep. And the Lord called Samuel and answered, here I am. And what does Samuel do? He doesn't know the Lord at this time. He ran unto Eli and said, here I am, you called me. And Samuel says, I didn't call you. Lie down again. And he went and lay down. And the Lord called again Samuel. Samuel arose and went to Eli and said, here I am, for you did call me. And he answered, I did not call you, my son. Lie down again and go to sleep. Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord, neither was the word of the Lord revealed unto him. And the Lord called Samuel again the third time, and he arose and went to Eli and said, Here I am, for you did call me. And Eli perceived that the Lord was calling the child. I tell you, one of the greatest things that we have is that we know the Lord, not know him in our heads, but know him in our lives. That's the greatest thing. And you know, there are many people in religion that do not know the Lord. They haven't come to that place. I remember one man coming to me, saying to me, when I went to the Warriors of Worship, my life has been completely changed. And you know what? It was. He did not know the Lord before that, but God revealed himself to this man at the Warriors of Worship. This is real stuff. Every person in the church doesn't necessarily know the Lord. We need to come into an experience of God. We need to come into an experience of the Holy Spirit to know the Lord. Samuel did not know the Lord, and neither was the word of the Lord revealed unto him. And the Lord called Samuel again the third time, and he arose and went to Eli. And Eli said, I perceive that the Lord is calling the child. Therefore Eli said unto Samuel, Go lie down, and it shall be, if he call you, that you shall say, Speak, Lord, for your servant listens. So Samuel went and lay down in his place. And the Lord came and stood and called as other times, Samuel, Samuel. Then Samuel answered, Speak, for thy servant is listening. This is going to change Samuel's life, because now he's going to know the Lord. And the Lord said to Samuel, Behold, I will do a thing to Israel, at which both the ears of everyone that heareth it shall tingle. In that day I will perform against Eli all things which I have spoken concerning his house. Then I will begin, I will also make an end. We see that the priests of Eli's sons, they were living reprobate lives. They were having sex with the women. And God is going to destroy the house of Eli and raise up the house of Samuel. For I have told him that I will judge his house, Eli, forever for the iniquity which he knows, because his sons made themselves vile, and he didn't restrain them. Yes, he was kind of a, you know, come day, go day, God sent Sunday. He knew that the sons were doing these things, and he confronted them, but didn't say, you can't do these things. You're a priest. Repent. He didn't do that. And therefore I have sworn unto the house of Eli that the iniquity of Eli's house shall not be purged with sacrifice nor offering forever. In other words, no sacrifice was going to purge Eli's house. There's only one way they would urge Eli's house. It was going to take the sons to God. They were going to die. And Samuel lay until morning and opened the doors of the house of the Lord. And Samuel feared to tell Eli the vision. Then Eli called Samuel and said, Samuel, my son. And he answered, Here I am. And he said, What is the thing that the Lord hath shown thee? I pray thee, hide it not from me. God do so to thee, and more also, if you hide anything from me, and all the things that he said unto you. And Samuel told Eli every word, and hid nothing from him. And he said, It is the Lord. Let him do what he seems good to do. So Samuel tells Eli that he's going to have his house destroyed, that his sons are going to die, that the house of Eli will be abolished. And who becomes the new priest prophet? Samuel. Samuel. And Samuel grew, and the Lord was with him, and did not let any of his words fall to the ground. In other words, what he prophesied came about. What he said came about. And all Israel from Dan to Beersheba knew that Samuel was established to be a prophet of the Lord. And the Lord appeared again in Shiloh, for the Lord revealed himself to Samuel in Shiloh by the word of God. I tell you, we need preachers that have the revelation of the word of God to speak to people what they need to hear at this moment. I tell you, it takes the Holy Spirit to be able to speak at this moment what God says. I remember once, it was Palm Sunday. Many years ago, I had made up my mind I was going to speak about that little donkey that Jesus rode on, and that, you know, it was really good to be a donkey, because Jesus rode on that donkey into the city of Jerusalem, and I was going to talk about my back being the back of a donkey. And the Lord said to me, I don't want to hear about donkeys today. I want you to tell the people that I give everything. I give my blood, and they just give me an hour. I want their lives. I don't want their hour. I said, well, I have to say it. I have to say it. The Lord told me. The Lord told me what he wanted to say. So I had to say it. You know, I don't know what people thought, you know. Wherever I go, a lot of people leave. They don't want to hear it. I'm not telling you that I'm the saint. That's not it. I'm no saint. But I am telling you that I try to speak the word of the Lord. Father Joshi told me once, you know, many people have left the church and gone to St. John's because you pray for abortion to stop. I said, well, you know what? I have to pray that. I have to pray that, because you know what? That's a crime, that they're killing God's children. He said, well, he says, you get the fruit of what you're praying for. People don't want to hear it, especially if they've had an abortion. You see, I'm not there to condemn the woman who had the abortion. I'm there to tell them that if they face it, rather than run away, they can be healed, and that their child waits for them after they stop, after their heart stops beating. That's what I say. I don't come on heavy. I come on truthful. And it's only one prayer during the Mass. But he said people don't come. They don't want to hear that. Well, too bad. I am going to do what God tells me to do and not what people want to hear. Because, you see, people want to hear that, you know, it's going to be the Super Bowl game and I'm not going to preach today. Well, never. I can never do that. It is not in my will to do that. I need to preach, because faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And the Super Bowl game is nothing as compared to the word of God. People need to hear the word of God. And you know, I'll be preaching the word of God until the cows come home. And people don't like it, but a lot of people feel condemned. I don't condemn anyone. I tell them there is now no condemnation for those that are in Christ Jesus. I'm not into condemning. I'm into forgiveness. I'm into grace. I'm into what God wants to do. I'm not into condemning, but people don't like to hear what I have to say. And I'm not telling you I say it perfectly, okay? I'm not telling you I'm the saint that says it perfectly. I don't say it perfectly. I can only say it the way I can say it. And I know that I'm a stumbling block in people's lives. But the big stumbling block is Jesus crucified. And I don't want to be a stumbling block. You think I like that people don't come from the area into our church? You think I like that? I don't like that at all. But I cannot change the message. I cannot change the message. I must speak the words that God has given me. And that's just the way it is. And God has shown us that when you do that, he will supply the increase. He has kept us on WEZE 30 years on the 21st of January. On WROL, we've already had 29 years on the 6th of January. So I'm telling you, I need to be very, very forthright and not apologize for what I say. I can only apologize if I said it in to hurt people. I'm not into hurting people. You know, people call me all day because they're hurt. They know that they can come. I got a call today from a woman who told me, I want to come and pray with you because they have found polyps on my uterus and I'm scared. So people call me all day to pray for them. And I don't know if that happens in other priests' lives, but my phone is always ringing and I'm always praying, at least praying the best way that I can. Sometimes I get tired. Sometimes I said, oh my gosh, I'm tired of this, but I try to do the best I can. I have not always come through with the best I can, but the Lord knows me, and let him judge me. I don't even want to judge myself. I need to hear from you so that we can pay our bills. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. If you'd like to leave a donation on PayPal, www.inseason.net, www.inseason.net, www.inseason.net. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory. The glory is the only Son of the Father, full of grace and truth. God bless you.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.